and the Republican Party that's happening here. They're beginning their business on the floor of the queue. There's a zone outside reserved for protests. Today, Bikers for Trump showed up. There's a protest going on right now to draw attention to police mistreatment of black Americans.
Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
And as we've been saying, there are reports that protesters on the left and the right are urging their followers to bring guns this week, which is legal in this open carry state. Here now is Peter O'Dowd is out in the protest zone. You know, Peter, with that first and foremost in everyone's mind, are you seeing, you know, rifles slung over people's shoulders?
At this point, I have not, Robin. I'm at the head of a phalanx of anti-Trump protesters right now. The anti-Trump group does not appear to be armed, unlike when I was at the Trump supporter rally earlier in the day. Saw plenty of people who were open carrying pistols on their hips. Also, some people were carrying concealed weapons and showed me you know, how they were wearing them under their shirts. So at this point, it seems like there's a difference between the two rallies at this point.
Well, and Peter, as you know, this is very unusual for at a convention there to be a huge showing of protesters for a candidate. That's unusual. Tell us more about what they're saying.
Well, you know, we talked a lot about guns. The head of the police union in Cleveland yesterday came out and said that he wanted protesters in favor of Trump and also against Trump to leave their guns at home. And so the conversations I had with supporters of Trump were about that. You know, Trump has called himself the law and order candidate, especially in the light of these recent shootings in Baton Rouge. And the supporters of Trump are the law and order voters. They say they want to be carrying their guns. They have the right to be carrying their guns, and that the police union's request to keep them at home doesn't make sense to them. It's against their Second Amendment constitutional right.
But then we also know in Dallas there was a peaceful protest when that horrible night when officers were ambushed. And initially they didn't know who was shooting at them because there were also people at that Black Lives Matter protest carrying openly, as they can there, their assault weapons. Well, what else are you noting?
You know, the protest, the anti-Trump protest where I am right now, started out very quiet in a public park near the convention center. As soon as the march started, the energy really picked up. The police here, there's a phalanx of police guarding these protesters. They're on bicycles. The energy has really picked up at this point. So far, it seems to be peaceful, no major problems. I haven't seen anybody get arrested. But, Robin, this is the first day and the first hours of the convention. And you know, there's a lot more to go here. Cleveland police say they're ready for trouble. But at this point, this early on, I haven't seen any.
Well, you mentioned the bicycles. A lot of people were mocking that they used some of the money that every city that has a convention is given by the federal government to buy bicycles. But the Cleveland police are under the spotlight because of their recent history, and they're trying to show that they are moving more towards community policing, working with the community, doing things like bicycle patrols, and they're trying to make a statement here.
I was talking to a local today who was observing the protest, and he said that everything that happened with Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old boy who was shot by police a couple years ago, and also with the DOJ investigation, that things had, a wound had healed. They're worried that the protests going on right now will reopen old wounds, outsiders coming in who just don't understand the city.
Well, and Peter, we also know that there are thousands of police from outside the Cleveland area who swore, you know, were sworn in as police to patrol for the convention as well. Here now is Peter O'Dowd outside the Quicken Loan Center. As you can hear, people are exercising their right to express their opinions as the Republican National Convention kicks off. This is day one, and we can hear that there's also very vocal opinions being expressed. It's here and now.